Now we're joined by Brian Kateman, and this man is a fascinating gentleman, and this is kind of a prelude to Earth Day, we're going to talk about his reducetarian solution, how the surprisingly simple act of reducing the amount of meat in our diet can, in Brian's view, transform our health and the planet. Good morning, Brian Kateman.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, you're not one of those who say no meat at all, but you believe that moderation is certainly the key, and do we as a people in the United States and the world consume too much meat?
Well, you know, the average person in the United States is consuming around 275 pounds of meat per year, which is pretty astonishing. And we know that conventional animal agriculture is responsible for everything from climate change and greenhouse gas emissions to biodiversity loss from an environmental perspective. It results in 70 billion animals worldwide being slaughtered in these incredibly cruel conditions. And, of course, it increases everyone's risk of heart disease and cancer and diabetes. And so, absolutely, we need, particularly in the developed world, to eat less meat. And this is certainly not an all-or-nothing premise. You know, every single plant-based meal we have is an opportunity to make a healthier, more eco-friendly, more compassionate choice. And that's really what this book is about. It's about showing that we're not advocating for perfection. We just want people to learn a little bit more about the harms of factory farming and think about what they can do about it to help not only themselves, but the planet as well.
But there are those who believe that eating carbohydrates certainly is a bigger health hazard than consuming meat. How do you respond to people who have that point of view, Brian?
Well, I think that's an understandable view, and that's really why we're advocating that. That's, I think, what's not really a controversial idea, that people just eat more fruits and vegetables and whole grains. And it's hard for, I think, someone to reject that eating, I don't know, another apple a day or another strawberry or more carrots and broccoli is going to harm your health. Certainly, that's going to be a boon to your health in terms of decreasing your risk of many of these non-communicable diseases. Of course, when people eat more plant-based foods, they do eat less of everything else, and I think that's part of the benefit. You know, we're not just talking about meat, I suppose, in particular. This is really an idea about thinking about where your food comes from and trying to eat as healthfully as possible. And so if a person has a plant-based meal, sure, they might eat less meat, but they also might be less likely to eat, I don't know, more cake or drink more soda or more french fries. And so certainly we want people to eat less of not only beef, but chicken and fish and other animal products as well, and to swap that out with more plant-based items.
Now, we live in a country which may very well be the most obese country in the developed world, and in the state, Louisiana ranks one or two, depending on the survey, and in the city we're in, Baton Rouge was recently ranked by one survey as the most overweight city in America. What do you think causes that? Is it diet, or is it lack of exercise? Or is it a combination of factors?
Well, certainly it's a combination of factors. You know, it's not going to be just diet. There are many factors that contribute to lack of healthfulness. But certainly, you know, eating more plant-based foods is a great way to simply consume fewer calories, and that certainly is going to help decreasing risks of obesity. It just happens to be that plant-based foods tend to have fewer calories than conventional animal products. And so you really could eat as many fruits and vegetables as you want. At some point, you'll get full, and typically that'll result in a healthier and lighter meal than if you were to have, for example, Buffalo wings and a hamburger. I mean, look, I grew up in Staten Island, New York. I grew up eating probably 275 pounds of meat a year. Those are some of my favorite foods, and I have lots of positive associations, whether they're, I don't know, eating a hot dog with my dad at a baseball game or something like that. And so we're not advocating that people have to give all that up. I think that can be very scary and intimidating. But simply thinking about, hey, you know what, today I'm going to try and have an extra fruit serving or an extra vegetable serving, or I'm going to have, for breakfast, I'm going to have a plant-based meal, but for lunch and dinner, it's our choice. That's really what the book is about, and we provide some suggestions for people on how to do that. My favorite strategy is Meatless Monday. I mean, every Monday comes around, you just try and have a plant-based meal that day, and then the rest of the week, you can have whatever you want. you know, we want to make it as easy and simple as possible, because it can be challenging sometimes to make changes to your diet. But the health benefits and the benefits for the environment and for animals are plentiful. So if we all do our part, simply make some small changes to our diet, the world's going to be a much better place.
The book is The Roostarian Solution, from Brian Kateman, president and co-founder of the Roostarian Foundation. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us, Brian.
Thank you so much.
Take care.